Wozniak wanted to make the parting amicable. It was his style. So he agreed to stay on as a part-time Apple employee at a $20,000 salary and represent the company at events and trade shows. That could have been a graceful way to drift apart, but Jobs could not leave well enough alone. One Saturday, a few weeks after they had visited Washington together, Jobs went to the new Palo Alto studios of Hartmut Esslinger, whose company Frog Design had moved there to handle its design work for Apple. There he happened to see sketches that the firm had made for Wozniak's new remote-control device, and he flew into a rage. Apple had a clause in its contract that gave it the right to bar Frog Design from working on other computer-related projects, and Jobs invoked it. "I informed them," he recalled, "that working with Woz wouldn't be acceptable to us." When the Wall Street Journal heard what happened, it got in touch with Wozniak, who, as usual, was open and honest. He said that Jobs was punishing him. "Steve Jobs has a hate for me, probably because of the things I said about Apple," he told the reporter. Jobs's action was remarkably petty, but it was also partly caused by the fact that he understood, in ways that others did not, that the look and style of a product served to brand it. A device that had Wozniak's name on it and used the same design language as Apple's products might be mistaken for something that Apple had produced. "It's not personal," Jobs told the newspaper, explaining that he wanted to make sure that Wozniak's remote wouldn't look like something made by Apple. "We don't want to see our design language used on other products. Woz has to find his own resources. He can't leverage off Apple's resources. We can't treat him specially." Jobs volunteered to pay for the work that Frog Design had already done for Wozniak, but even so, the executives at the firm were taken aback. When Jobs demanded that they send him the drawings done for Wozniak or destroy them, they refused. Jobs had to send them a letter invoking Apple's contractual right. Herbert Pfeiffer, the design director of the firm, risked Jobs's wrath by publicly dismissing his claim that the dispute with Wozniak was not personal. "It's a power play," Pfeiffer told the journal. "They have personal problems between them." Hertzfeld was outraged when he heard what Jobs had done. He lived about 12 blocks from Jobs, who sometimes would drop by on his walks. "I got so furious about the Wozniak remote episode that when Steve next came over, I wouldn't let him in the house," Hertzfeld recalled. He knew he was wrong, but he tried to rationalize, and maybe in his distorted reality he was able to. Wozniak, always a teddy bear even when annoyed, hired another design firm and even agreed to stay on Apple's retainer as a spokesman.